If you think about light bulbs, they're an enormous infrastructure. They're in every building in the world, more or less. They have kind of a privileged position above us, around us. They can see, if you think about it, you know, most parts of any room. The kind of key was to say, well, what if we consider a light bulb not to be a light bulb, but actually to be a digital projector? It just happens to be really low resolution. In fact, it's a 1x1 pixel digital projector. You turn on the wall switch and a giant pixel comes out and paints your room. Okay, well, that's ludicrous, but what if you put a higher resolution projector inside that same familiar glass bulb? Well, now you have a device that can illuminate. If you turn on all the pixels the same color, you still have a light bulb in the usual sense. But if you turn on the pixels different amounts and different colors, then you're kind of projecting information out into the world. And if at the same time that you're doing that, you put a little tiny camera inside the bulb, then not only is information flowing out of the glass, but you're collecting optical information. So screw one of those into every one of these fixtures and suddenly you have a means potentially to put, display an interaction everywhere throughout the world.
Today we have Paul Whitner, Head of Theatre Studies, here to tell us a bit about the Theatre Studies programme. Paul, what makes this course different?
Well, I think it's the environment we can offer students. We're a relatively small
I'm about to fly to Nepal to go trekking. I head out to stay at the airport tonight and I'm flying tomorrow morning. I'll be flying into Kathmandu and then traveling to a smaller town to begin a trek around the Annapurna Himalayas. There are